New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. New Hampshire Property Records Search Tool launches for deeds, permits, and owner data. A new online resource allows users to check property records in New Hampshire, including owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing consolidated property data through a single platform. Bookmark newhampshire.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction or listing research. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines: NH Builders Face Complex Permitting Maze for New Home Construction. Chinberg Properties published a guide outlining the time-consuming process of navigating zoning laws and building codes for new home construction in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals need to understand permitting timelines and regulatory hurdles to set accurate client expectations and avoid deal delays. Review Chinberg's guide to anticipate common construction bottlenecks, h/chinberg.com/new-home-construction-nh/. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. NH Realtor Commission Rates Edge Below National Average, Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in New Hampshire is 5.57%. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps New Hampshire agents position their services competitively in the market. Review the full survey data at the source link to see how your rates compare. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. NH Real Estate Commission. Wikipedia resource available for license reference. The Wikipedia page for the New Hampshire Real Estate Commission provides publicly accessible information about the state regulatory body that oversees real estate licensing. NH real estate professionals can consult this resource to understand the commission's role in governing their licensure and professional conduct. Bookmark the page for quick reference on commission basics. https://en.wikipedia.org/New Hampshire Real Estate Commission. New Hampshire Real Estate Updates. 2026 NH Realtor Commission Data. What pros need to know? A new breakdown reveals what sellers currently pay in real estate commission when listing a home in New Hampshire, plus strategies to reduce costs. NH agents and brokers need accurate local commission benchmarks to stay competitive and transparent with clients in a shifting fee environment. Review the latest NH commission figures to sharpen your pricing conversations. https://anytimeestimate.com/selling-average-real-estate-commission-rates-New-Hampshire/. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some NH jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NH cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context: the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.